All right. Welcome back, everybody. It's been a little bit while your DM recovers from having a knee replacement.
No.
But
Who?
last time, you all managed to make your way, continue to make your way through the Vistamarna jungle, where you encountered a horrifying creature that was speaking in the voices of your loved ones. You very quickly realized was not actually real, but was an illusion designed to play off of your own fears, and that the creator of this illusion was some sort of sentient velociraptor spellcaster that after the fight you all were able to capture. It demanded to be let go. It was very uncooperative as a hostage. You all tried to question it, but all it Basically, all it would do is puff up and deliver threats, telling you all that, you all were encroaching on their lands, that warmblooders aren't welcome there, that there's thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of them, all more powerful than him. He's over 1,000 years old. Such things. But it did tell you that yes, cold blooders were not welcome, or warm blooders were not welcome in cold blooder territory, which it defined as anywhere that the vines grew quickly, which as you've been getting closer to this crater, the vines have been growing quicker and quicker. But kind of fed up with his unhelpfulness and realizing that like he tried to scare you off, but he didn't actually hurt you all, really. You all decided basically to let him go, and he cast mislead and scampered off into the night, and you all proceeded further onwards. You found that he had made himself invisible through the use of a potion of greater invisibility, which Kess looked at, and it realized that it was made using traditional Altarian techniques, so likely something that he had scavenged. Aaron also realized that mislead is a fifth level spell, so likely he was stronger than any of you by a fair bit. But you made camp using Leman's tiny hut to keep yourself safe. As the night grew on, the vines in the area were growing so fast that they started to grow up alongside the hut in a very fast-growing but non-suffocating fashion. And in the morning, while Tomi was taking watch, she heard footsteps outside, and woke up Cass, who investigated and found a pair of humanoid skulls in the ground, appearing to be that of an elf and a dwarf, likely the missing rangers that you were asked to look for. Undeterred, though, you all continued onwards towards your destination, passing a pair of patrolling raptors who were deep in conversation about their bowel movements and prunes. But after following them long enough, you overheard them mention that you all, and the group had left a pair of had left omens that would make you all leave, because warmbloods are cowards at heart. You pressed onward, and as the sun was getting low in the sky, this marvelous golden hour lighting up the forest through the leaves, you crested a hill and saw an awe-inspiring sight beneath you, a large clearing with a crater in the center of it. Surrounding it, thousands of raptors on their knees in homage to the crater, and sitting on a large throne that was built overlooking it, a raptor wearing an ornate crown and holding a long scepter, the end of which holds an alien stone emanating a sickly green glow. And as you all watched, a pair of raptors dragged what appeared to be a non-sentient raptor to this monarch on the crown on the throne, and the monarch touched the raptor with the scepter, at which point the raptor stopped struggling and looked around with intelligence it didn't have a moment ago. As you all absorbed the scene, Tomi looked around and guesstimated there's probably about 2,000 raptors here.
Now, what does a raptor look like on its knees? Would it actually be on its hips? Don't they have four joints?
Fuck,
It's the equivalent of a raptor being on his knees.
It just had to be.
that's a
I
good.
thought
Because
the
you
same
said
it,
thing.
and I
I was
was
like,
like, oh, wait a minute.
I don't think they have knees.
They don't have knees.
Do they have the like the backward?
Yeah, leg, they're like degenerate. Yeah, so are they just resting on what we would consider our knees? They do have knees?
Yeah.
Do they? Hold on. Maybe I'm thinking.
They're existentially on their knees. Figuratively.
Yeah. I just put in raptor and it brought up a fucking.
Are we hiding right now?
Mm-hmm. We were, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, they're digitigrade.
Yeah, but they got knees. Where the thigh and the
lower leg meet. Oh. So weird.
They got knees.
They're multiplying. Oh.
So they're basically on their bellies.
Yeah, their hips are up. And their knees are where you'd think the hips would be if they were walking like a human being.
Yeah. Some of these renderings of raptors are thick. So, they like put a lot of sauce into the calves and hips.
DM, are these saucy raptors? Are they like
roll for hotness?
Y2K.
You look down and like, you know, some of these raptors are thick.
I turn around and they're like, oh no, they're hot.
Oh, she's hot.
They got colorful plumage, some of which is very aesthetically pleasing.
These are velociraptors, right? Not like Jurassic Park velociraptors.
Right.
They're like trophy size.
These are, they're a little, I'd say like split the difference. It's kind of like fantasy okay. raptors. They're bigger than chickens, maybe a little. Honestly,
like
I
dog size.
I pictured them the size of Jurassic Park velociraptors, but with feathers. So. In my own head, so I just say, let's just kind of go with that.
Isn't there a really big range between chicken and even Jurassic Park raptor?
Probably.
Like, aren't they? They're bigger than dogs, right?
The Jurassic Park raptors are like as big as people.
Mm-hmm. I was gonna say they're like shoe bill sized, bigger probably.
Baby.
All right, so you all see this scene as you watch the conclusion of this ceremony. There's just sort of a loud kind of guttural cheer that comes up from the velociraptors that are kneeling before the crater, and they start. They start walking, like kind of dispersing back into the jungle, kind of to the opposite side of where you all are coming in from.
Oh, well, that's nice.
That's lucky.
So they turned one that we saw.
Yeah.
Sentient and then is that one still there or is that one?
It looks like if you. With your passive perceptions, you can actually see like the two velociraptors that had drug that in are now like in conversation with the velociraptor that's been turned.
Hmm.
Where did the king go?
Also, I drained a small lake to generate this slop. So here you go.
What? Oh.
Nor.
Just measure that with feathers.
Where did you send it? The signal?
Yeah, signal chat.
Okay.
Where did the king leave, or just the little?
No, the king, the monarch, is still there, kind of on their throne, watching the people and disperse.
The stone is part of the green stone is part of the scepter. Right?
It has been affixed to the scepter somehow.
Mm. Okay, is it just the four of them there, or are there more?
There's still like. Some of the velociraptors are like in conversation, like some are moving off fairly quicker. So, imagine that you've just like, you're like at like, you've just been at a concert, you know, and some people are leaving quickly to beat the traffic and some are mingling and chatting.
All right. Do you guys want to try to take a logical, trying to speak to the ones that are, I guess, intelligent, or do we want to try to do a...
I don't. I think they're going to kill us on sight.
Should we do a stealthy or a run in and grab him or run away?
Have we established that? Do we think the rock on the scepter is what we're looking for?
I think
good chance.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Okay.
I have locate object, but it's verbal, somatic, and material components. And no, it's just one action. Never mind. So,
Chris, you said this is. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
You said this congregation was in front of the crater?
Yes.
Is it possible for us to go around them to the edge of the crater and look down into it?
Yeah. Like I said, they all seem to be heading off to the southwest. And so you could definitely go the northeast part of it is there's not any of them up there.
But that gem is still in our sights, right?
Yeah.
Because they're all talking.
The monarch is still there, yep.
The monarch. Should we go up there?
Okay. Yeah.
I wish I had silence, but I don't have that prepared. Dang, that's...
How big is the crater?
That's a good question.
Probably, you want to show us the map?
Probably 75 feet by 60 feet.
Okay, cool.
Thank you. If I had the guess based off of nothing.
Should we just go home? Can we just leave?
Yeah. I think that's a good idea. This seems a little too difficult.
That's funny.
I mean, we can always kind of sneak around to the north and look down into the crater, see if there's anything down there. If not, then the glowing rock is probably what we're looking for.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
Are we all sneaking over?
I think we're safer sticking together.
Yeah, I think for so sure. Too. We don't want to get caught by ourselves, I don't think.
Yeah, I think if we want to run across one of them, they're not going to be reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
Also, my plus zero to stealth doesn't need to be doing anything by itself. It needs to be in a group check.
And remember, I bought this new weapon that we can't be surprised.
Oh, nice.
It warns us, so. Yeah.
Very nice.
Well, at least we've got our back slightly covered.
That is good.
Okay.
All right. So we can go sneak around to the north and look. Try to get the edge of the crater.
All right, so go ahead and roll me some stealth checks.
I have a first level and a second level gone. Did I just forget to hit the long rest button? Probably.
Ooh, no.
Because we slept last night.
You did sleep last night. Did you cast any spells to help out with listening, eavesdropping on the patrolling guards?
I don't know.
I think might have.
Yeah.
I don't have any listening spells, though.
Was it tongues or comprehend languages or?
Tongues is a third level. I took it, but I definitely didn't cast it.
No. And I went by myself to follow them, right?
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, you did. I remember now.
Go ahead and I'd say just go ahead and give yourself the. You probably just forgot to.
Is this the same day that we fought the thing that was casting illusions, or the
it's
next
the day,
day
after?
Yeah, because we slept in Liamon's tiny hut.
Yeah, then I don't think you've used any spells today.
Yeah, because we got up and started moving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Oof.
Okay, so...
You want a stealth check?
Yes, please.
By everyone?
Yep. Also, I'm glad they now have a Box of Doom feature for D&D Beyond.
Oh,
that's cool.
So you can see dice rolls live and in real time on the map.
Oh,
on the map.
Oh, like
a map box?
What's that?
Is there a map up?
Yes, I did just put a map up if you want to.
Okay.
opening. What do you mean sign in?
Sign in.
Sign in. I've been looking at my character sheet.
Mad
all day.
Too.
Time.
Fuck. Where's my stuff? What? Where's my stuff? Oh, there it is.
Chris. If I fail the stealth roll, will you tell me so that I can maybe use one of my features to have a better roll?
Sure.
Yeah, you should take whatever you can get, because I rolled a 10.
I got
not
24.
24
for Aaron, 10 for Ula. Kes?
Natural 1.
Ooh.
I'm the stealthy rogue.
Yeah.
You do all start with inspiration, so.
Oh, that might be.
Should I reroll?
Yeah, you especially. What do you add to stealth? You should. I
plus
have 10. Zero. It's not worth me doing it. I could roll worse.
Okay, 22.
22.
Hey, very nice.
Yay.
That's worth it.
All right, so over 20, over 20. Roisin?
14.
14. Tomi?
23.
3 over 20s. Wow. All right. So.
Now, does Roisin need to use whatever feature she was talking about?
Oh, like a side dice or something like that? Oh, your tactical thing, right? For
yeah. When I fail an ability check, I couldn't use it. I don't know how that works metagame-y with this kind of situation.
It is a weird.
Yeah.
I will say you don't need to use it.
Okay, thank you.
I was gonna say, you're allowed to know if you fail a check, right?
Yeah, but I feel like it's one of those situations where
it's like a group.
It's a group, so. Yeah.
Mm.
All right.
Thank you.
Sorry, I will be right back.
All right, so you all approach the northeastern edge of the crater, finding some conveniently placed rocks to move between. and you all peer down inside of this crater. Interestingly, these thick vines that have been growing, they don't start. There is like a little bit of a gap of bare dirt around the crater before they start growing, and they grow like basically you can just hear like the sounds of like plant growing and thickening as you walk, as you sneak towards this crater, as you walk along this vegetation. Like, it seems to be growing like in response to your footsteps, like healing whatever, you know, just the damage of you walking on the grass is being fixed as you walk through it. Interestingly though, yeah, there is a like small ring of bareness around the crater where nothing is growing. And you all make it to the crater itself. You look down, you see this large, you know, crater, and you look at the bottom of it, and you see just dirt, nothing down there anymore. Though I'll go ahead and make me, I'll let you roll perception, investigate, or survival if you want to kind of take a closer.
Now, are we far enough away that I could cast a spell and I wouldn't be heard? Or not so much?
It's a good question.
Because I know we can't whisper spells, but we don't have to scream it at the top of our lungs either. Right.
I would say you would guess that you're probably far enough away from the closest raptor group that they probably wouldn't hear you.
Okay. And they're all continuing to move away, right?
The ones that are on the map, they seem to be lingering and like chatting with each other. The ones that are like a lot of them have left. This has emptied out quite a bit, but.
And where are we at on the map?
The north side, up there with those rocks.
Okay. Because we don't have tokens out yet, right? I'm not missing something.
No, okay. I haven't added the tokens.
Okay, well, I'm going to keep walking a little bit. Oh, there we are. I'm going to go, like, here and just, like, behind this rock, just as out of a surfeit of caution, and I'm going to cast Locate Object.
Okay, what object do you...
Describe or name an object that is familiar to you, so I don't know if this even... Maybe this is a waste of a spell. Yeah, and that's it. You describe or name it, and then you know the direction. If it's in 1,000 feet, object is moving, da-da-da-da-da.
All right, so
the spell can locate a specific object known to you if you've seen it up close within 30 feet at least once. Alternatively, the spell can locate the nearest object of a particular kind, such as a certain kind of apparel, jewelry, furniture, tool, or weapon. The spell cannot locate any an object, lead, blob, water, whatever. I would describe it as a space rock, a rock that fell from the sky.
A meteoroid.
Mm-hmm. I'm from under the sea. I don't think I know that word.
Okay, you cast the spell. You sense that there is an object that meets that description within 1,000 feet of you, and it is directly to the south of you.
Okay. It's the one that person's holding.
Perhaps that would be that is the direction it would be in.
Oh, so my spell slots aren't clearing when I hit take a long rest.
Weird.
Yeah,
that is weird.
Okay. Okie doke. Well, I mean, I'll let you guys know that it's definitely to the south and seems likely that it's the thing in the scepter.
I got a 23 investigation. Are there signs that, like, something has been excavated from the
crater?
Yes,
exactly that. You look down there, you can see, like, it looks like there's about a scepter rock-shaped, like, hole that looks like things, like, it looks like you can see, like, there's been, like, you know, what looks to be, like, things have been clawed out of there with claws.
I can see a hole.
It's a hole in the hole.
A whole bunch of holes.
Are we... Sorry, I missed it because I wasn't here. Are we rolling for things?
Matt, Kess rolled to see if he could see any signs of excavation in the center of the crater.
Gotcha.
And he could.
You gave us three choices, right?
Yeah, you could use perception, investigation, or survival. And he also kind of can tell that whatever was dug out was probably about the size of that rock that's on that scepter down there.
I roll a 22 perception.
To look at the crater?
No, I'm focusing on the woods around us. Is there any unintelligent life? Are there any traps set up? Any pitfalls that have been set up to stop people from approaching this area?
You look around. You see, you look over into the jungle, and you see, there's, birds flying around. You see, a snake slithering up a tree. Nothing out of the ordinary there. You don't see any obvious traps or anything that looks like that could be a place where there's leaves inconspicuously on the ground that could be covering a pit trap or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Should we talk strategy? Do we want to do this now? Or do we want to wait and see if they move somewhere?
I mean, now when they're surrounded by all the other raptors, maybe not a good idea. Maybe waiting better to just keep an eye on the one with the scepter and kind of track it, see if we can catch it alone sometime.
Yeah.
If something does happen, if they find us out, though, before we decide to attack Remind me, does anybody have any area of effect spells?
I can fireball.
Okay, cool.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. I got stuff.
Yeah. Because I'm thinking if there's a lot of like Kess, I know you and I are very like one-on-one situation. But I feel like that might get us into some trouble if we end up having to fight a group this big.
Mm-hmm.
Which hopefully we don't have to.
I've got some all my stuff is concentration though, so it's like I'm doing one thing until they slap it off of me.
Okay. All right.
Sorry. Go ahead.
No, go.
We are probably should have wrote this down better. We're 3-4 days? 4 days since we left town.
Sounds right. Let me look.
Because we left on the 20th and it's now the 24th?
Correct. Yeah, you left on the 20th.
Okay. Just something to keep in mind. Once we get that thing, we're going to have to book it back to town as quickly as possible because they're probably going to chase us through the jungle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a good point.
So, hope you guys are good running through the night.
I have an excellent memory, just so you all know. one might even say I have an excellent memory for maps and geography, and I can always recall the general layout of terrain, settlements, and other features around me.
Wow.
So if we are in that situation, I think I might be able to help a little bit.
Fuck yes.
But I like whoever, I can't remember, said maybe sleepy time. We try to sneak in. Yeah.
Wait until dark.
Yeah. And it's not been has it been 8 hours since we woke up?
It is sunset now. It's the golden hour when you guys arrived here, so
how convenient.
It is quickly becoming dark.
Can we hide the Liaman's tiny hut somewhere? Just like zhuzh up some leaves, set it, get underneath it, and make some plans, because if I can have 8, I can change my spells to help us, 1, with the killing, and 2, with the staying awake and keeping ourselves together while we run several days in a row. I don't actually have access to Greater Restoration yet, but there's got to be other things in here.
So you're saying, unfortunately, it's time for an unscheduled bio break. So,
sorry, that if we took a long rest now, that we would wake up in the middle of the night, right? And then, besides getting all our spells and abilities back, we would also be able to then just like run straight back to town, or as long as we can, and try to put off exhaustion as much or as long as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we want to do, or do we want to? And then I think that some of you might want to keep an eye on the
Yeah, Kes is willing to not sleep and just keep an eye on the scepter so we don't lose it.
Yeah.
Okay,
me too. Okay, so your plan is you're gonna everybody but Kes is gonna retreat back a bit into the woods, cast and hide a tiny hut, and then rest. Is that correct?
And
I think so, yeah.
Roisin, were you gonna stay with Kes or are you gonna sleep?
I'm happy to go with the Eels, just so we're not alone, because none of my things were, I don't need to refresh anything or change anything. Yeah, I'll stay with you. Strength in numbers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are going to be in the tiny hut, so no one can sneak up on you, so.
Yeah, exactly. And rolling for exhaustion, that's a saving throw, right?
I think if we go a whole day and night, we don't take a rest. Is that still the same rules in 2024? We take a level of
Constitution saving throw, right, Chris?
I'm looking. If that sounds right. I think I've run it that way before.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they've, dang it, they've completely changed the navigation of D&D Beyond.
I know. Oh, really? It's very annoying.
Okay. Should not be this difficult. Okay. Oh, I can. I'll have to go through and do that at some point. I can. Oh, wrong book. I can. You can go in and bookmark stuff that you want to be on the quick list. Okay. Exciting audio.
But yeah, if we can, I mean, I don't know. I have to do the hut, or I have to be in the hut and make the hut if anybody wants it. But if we just want to go for it tonight, because if there are different exhaustion rules, meta, but if there are different exhaustion rules and we might not be exhausted, I'm fine with my current situation. But
Ula, I can't really be wants fine. To... I just wanted to put it out there as an option, since we do have the option. Because I mean, if we'd short rested 2 hours ago, we couldn't. Or if we'd long rested 2 hours ago, we couldn't long rest again. That's the whole reason I brought it up.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's been a full day since you've long rested. It's about nighttime.
No, that's what I meant. But if it hadn't been, then it wouldn't have been an option.
Mm-hmm.
Will 8 hours of rest put us, like, about what time-ish would that put us?
Probably around 2 in the morning.
2 in the morning? Okay.
2, 3? Because, I mean, if it's just now sunset... Unless it's 10 p.m. and it's, you know, solstice. In which case, we should have been to bed hours ago. Yeah, I don't even know that having these spells, none of them are all that useful.
It is actually nearing midsummer, so it is pretty late in the day. But yes, I will say that you can take a long rest and still wake up in the middle of the night. We can. I'm not gonna hamper that plan.
I'm good with that. I'm good with, because I'm not changing spells or anything.
Yeah, I'm not doing really anything either. But
okay. Yeah, I mean, I could change out one or two spells, but in the end, it's not going to make that much of a difference.
Okay. So we just do it?
Well, we're going to wait until later in the day anyway.
Yeah. That's
part of the thing why we keep going back and forth.
I mean, I think, yeah, we should do it overnight.
Yes. But not take an hour rest.
We're not going to bother with a long rest. We're just going to wait until dark.
A little bit after dark. But, yeah.
Yeah, nothing's going to make this spell list be any less suck, so let's just do it.
Okay. Yeah, so we'll keep an eye, kind of staying far away, but keep an eye on where the scepter is going so we can figure out where we need to go.
Okay, so...
like Kes said...
All right, so you keep an eye on the monarch as these other velociraptors start clearing out. And eventually, the sun has set and it is dark, going to be twilight dark. And eventually, it is just the monarch and these 8 velociraptors. And The monarch stands up from the throne and calls out, "Warmbloods, you can come out now."
Fucking knew it. I fucking knew it. Okay.
Rude.
Couldn't they have spoken earlier? My back is killing me.
Should we go on opposites? Should we break into two groups? Or should we all stay together?
I think if they know that we're here, they know how many of us are here.
Hmm.
I meant like area of effect if they attack us wise.
Oh.
Can I Can I do a quick check around us? Like if they know we're here, are there other raptors like who have surrounded us hiding? Hmm.
Roll me a perception check.
Down.
Can I do the same?
Mm-hmm.
Chris, I was wondering.
21. Well, that's an 11, so I see everything.
Somebody was wondering something?
Of the eight that are left with the monarch, how many look like the intelligent? Are they all the intelligent?
Yes, these are all intelligent.
They're intelligent. Would I be able to gauge? I mean, they haven't done magic, but would they seem like anything like our friend from yesterday?
I will say you look at them, impossible to tell. Like, they all, they're not wearing clothes. That, you know, aside from the throne and the scepter, none of them appear to have any gear.
Their flat reptilian eyes don't give us any feedback into the way their minds are working.
No. Well, especially, you know, especially not from this distance. Clever. At, you know, with this light condition. So who got high on their perception rolls as they look around you?
I got an 81.
11.
21. 11. Roisin, hey, Ren, did you?
16.
I don't think I'm looking. I'm going to be honest.
You're distracted by the hot raptor.
I'm just staring at the ones across. Trying to see if I can sense any magic.
Ula, you notice with your 21 that about 15 feet away from Kes, there's like a like taloned footprint in the dirt.
Uh-huh.
And as you look at that, you see like the footprint like kind of shifts. It's like it looks like maybe there's something invisible there, like that just sort of is adjusting its weight.
Uh-huh.
So you would guess at that 21 that there might be an invisible creature standing there.
I I'm finally going to get to use this goddamn cantrip. Oh, okay, hold on. Okay. I'm going to use maybe I don't even use a cantrip.
Okay. I mean, I don't think we attack anybody
right now. No. I'm not attacking. Well, maybe technically not attacking. I'm going to lean down to the ground and use elementalism to beckon water to cause water to pool on the ground a little bit to make a little mud. I'm going to pick it up with my fingertips and flick it where I saw the foot shift to see if there's actually anything there. Who's there? It's just a little bit of mud.
You flick a little bit of mud, and it disappears when it hits over there in midair.
Oh, right.
But you're a magician.
Something just disappeared in the middle of the air. That's interesting. I think we're surrounded, guys.
Yep.
Great. Well.
Okay.
Step out.
I guess we have a royal audience awaiting us.
Yeah. I'm going to walk up closer to where the foot is and just kind of in a low tone. So are you going to kill us? Are you going to try to kill us? What's going on now?
You get no answer.
Okay.
What language are you speaking in?
The other one. Oh, did he not speak our language?
He only spoke primordial.
I speak primordial. Do you want me to say that in primordial?
What do I speak? I can cast tongues on myself.
Maybe save your spells, because I also speak primordial.
Oh, I speak primordial. Yeah, I'm a turtle. So I'll say it in primordial, and I would know that because yesterday
from
just
earlier.
Happened yesterday,
yes.
Not
yeah.
4 months ago. So yeah, I say in primordial, are you going to kill us? Is that what you think you're going to do right now?
You hear a familiar voice say, don't start nothing, won't be nothing. Warm blood.
Oh my gosh!
Is it just you? Or did you miss us?
You have been summoned. You won't trick me.
Yeah. Let's listen to what they are saying, because there's a whole bunch of them here.
Oh, well, yeah. Too bad he's invisible, and I'll just walk forward to walk to other place. Not making any aggressive moves. I'm just going to walk forward on my way to the king and just see if I hit anybody.
At least we know we have a friend here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
our friend from yesterday, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Cool friends.
So are you splitting to different sides of the crater, or are you all going along one side?
I think we definitely stick together.
Yeah, we don't want to split up and make it seem like we're trying to surround them or something.
Yeah. Well, and also, so the guy across the way spoke common?
The king, or the monarch, yes, did speak common.
Interesting. As we're going over there, can I tell if there are more invisible people around us?
Roll perception check.
Oh yeah, that's really good. 24.
You
nope, 23.
You don't see any obvious signs of it.
Huh. What I really want to do is hop on this guy and ride him like a horse. Okay, I don't.
Yeah, they might take that as a sign of aggression or insult.
Roisin and Tomi, do you want to move your characters, or should I move them for you?
Oh, sorry, I don't have that open.
I'm just standing behind Ula and Hyrin, because you are the guys who speak primordial.
Mm. And I'm the tank.
What? What'd you say?
Tank. I'm the tank.
With a K.
Tank.
Oh, I heard taint as well.
Yeah. I heard pig? I was like, what?
That too.
What?
All of the above.
All right. So you all approach, and about the point where you get there, one of the little velociraptor guards there kind of holds up their palm as a sort of a stop there gesture.
Can I have kept track of the invisible guy?
Yeah, with your 24, I'll say you can see the little footsteps following you. Like about 15 feet, 10, 15 feet behind you.
Okay. Can that guy not be invisible anymore?
The monarch says he's free to be whatever he wants to be. You don't make rules here.
Well, I didn't demand, I asked, so, you know.
Request denied.
Thanks for answering the question I asked. I appreciate you.
Warm blooders, again, in our territory. What brings you here?
Someone offered us a shit ton of gold.
I translate. Oh, no, this one speaks common. Mm-hmm. Never mind.
Virak told me that you all were approaching to look for the object that had gotten lost from the sky, to find it and take it.
So why did you ask us then? you knew? Or do you not trust him?
I wanted to hear it from your own mouths.
But also a little bit of option two, right?
So are you willing to part with it?
They look at the scepter in their hand. This? No, it is priceless. You will not take this. If you attempt to take it, you will die.
What have you been doing with it?
That is none of your concern. Warmblooders, you are not welcome where the vines grow fast. You've been given warnings, you've been given omens, and yet you persist. Should you not leave immediately, we will take it as a sign of aggression, and we will slay you, like we slew the other Warmbloods that came and refused to leave.
Did they refuse, or did you just kill them? And this is a genuine question, bro. I'm not trying to be a bitch here. I'm asking, did they come up and, like, try to attack your people? Because we didn't try to attack Invisiguy back there. He just ambushed us while he was invisible. And so there's a difference between giving a warning and just attacking people when you can't be seen. I'm just saying.
I am no one's bro, Warmblooder. You will address me as the Awakener, or Mirza, but not bro. You will show me respect, Warmblooder. And if I heard it, Varak attempted to scare you off.
That's not a warning. That's attacking people when you can't be seen. That's an ambush.
Power of human.
And then once captured, Varak delivered the warnings.
And we let him go.
And yet you persisted.
That's true.
You have now broached our sovereignty with full knowledge that you were doing so and that the consequences for doing so would be death. The fact that I am deigning to court with you at all right now speaks to my higher intelligence and goodwill. But do not test it. It is not infinite.
I'm sorry. I was so about this until... Do you think you're smarter than us?
My gosh.
Do you think that you are smarter than I am?
Amazing.
She's very smart.
Hey, Rin, what's the goal? What's the goal here?
There's no goal. I'm mad and insulted.
I do not think that I am smarter than you, Warmblooder. I know that I am.
Yeah, there it is.
So, you're saying... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. But by, you know, your own ability? And... Or did you cheat with that? Awakener.
Once you're awake...
If you've come to hurl insults, we can be done with this now. You have stated you've come here to claim this artifact, that you were paid to do so. You are mercenaries. And I am telling you, you may not have it. So, if we must fight over it, I'm happy to slay you here where you stand.
What's the alternative?
You can leave and warn the fellow Warmblooders that they are not welcome here. Anywhere the vines grow quick is not for them.
We don't know all of them. How are we going to tell them everything?
Do your best.
You said this was your sovereignty and where you live, right? That's what you said?
That is correct.
So what about the people who think this is in their sovereignty then?
There is no claim here that we are aware of.
Well, we weren't aware that there was a claim here before we got here, so does that mean there
wasn't? And now you are aware, so you may go back and tell it.
All right, so if we go somewhere else and they say they're sovereign here, they come here and they tell you that, does that mean, you know,
they said it first? How does it work in Warmblood lands? I assume that these squabbles between territory are frequent.
Generally, if there's two sovereignties that sort of butt up against one another, there's an exchange of ambassadors to make sure that there's clear communication between neighbors.
A lot less death threats. A lot less killing people just because they walked into your territory. Because, listen, Our invisibuddy back
here?
We
haven't killed anybody for walking into our territory. We've killed those that have refused to leave and that pose a threat to us.
So you're telling me that elf and that dwarf tried to kill your people?
They did, yes.
I just don't believe you. They're rangers.
Are you calling me a liar, Warmblood?
Insight check?
I'm trying to figure out what the breakdown of communication 12. Could have been between a peacekeeping set of a sect of people and how what on earth could they have done to make you kill them. Were We've met so? Some of them. They're not violent seekers. They're tenders of this forest.
Cass, you don't. It's hard to get a good read, reptilian features and all. But so far, they don't seem to be lying.
May I also roll an insight?
Can't they tell us that they don't like abominations against nature, which I guess these guys would be since they're awakened?
Is that what the rangers were? They kill abominations?
Well,
I don't remember.
I don't think they'd not.
They're so distracted.
They say, no, you think that we attack unprovoked. We'll tell that to Sirach and Osra, whose clutchlings now have no parent. Killed by those, that elf and that dwarf that you speak of. We returned their skulls to you. You can take them back.
Yeah, that was real fucking weird.
Take those omens of what happens to those who come and overstay their welcome.
Can I roll an insight?
Yeah, of course.
Twenty-two.
So far, I mean, once again, same caveat I gave to Kes. Kind of hard to read a reptile, especially a feathered reptile, nonetheless. But so far, like, you get Mirza is speaking with conviction. So nothing that they've been saying seems to be a fabrication.
I mean, you can lie with a lot of conviction.
yeah, and it's not a magical lie detector, so.
Okay. I was just wondering, just out of curiosity, I'm no longer mad, so I'm trying to be nice. But since we're here, and, you know, I'm okay with leaving, I just wanted to know more about, like, how you... I know you don't owe me any explanation, but I'm just so curious. As one intelligent person to a more intelligent person, you being the more intelligent, how are you and how is that how your friend over here got the abilities? You use that and awaken them?
Roll me a persuasion check.
Bring me money.
Oh, no. 13. And I'm not being sassy. I know it's not great persuasion, but I'm being genuine.
Yeah. The monarch kind of, Mirza, kind of looks over and considers you for a second and says, the less the Warmbloods know about us, the better.
Well,
wouldn't it
not like I'm going to tell
anyone? We've expressed our desires. We desire no Warmbloods in our land.
Why? Can I ask why?
Your people slaughter us. Your people, even the gaze upon you is an affront to our eyes. You shine like bright torches in the night.
Thank you.
Oh, because they have infrared, like closer to infrared vision, I bet.
Yeah, you learned that last session.
Oh, thank you. do you mean the poachers? Before you were awakened, did the poachers come out? And...
Oh, yeah, they suck.
Right?
Even before my time as the Awakener, I witnessed many great acts of violence upon my kin by those upright Warmbloods.
Well, something you're going to have to learn about us Warmbloods is there's lots of us, and we don't all get along and have the same sort of values.
Exactly why we do not wish to have you in our lands.
Okay, but you might like some of us.
Yeah.
Roll me a persuasion check, Kess.
I'm the worst person to do this.
Can I assist by saying something?
I would also like to help and say something.
If you've got the persuasion skill trained, you can help.
I do. And I would like to say,
I do too.
One of the best ways to set up a kingdom so that you can control its borders and not receive retribution for what has been seen as unnecessary killing, one of the best ways to do that is by creating relationships and saying, hey, here we are, we're legitimate, these are the rules, and then anybody who doesn't follow those rules because they knew them beforehand, then you can kill people who cross in your borders because the public at large knows. And also, maybe one day you'll need resources, or maybe you guys are obviously intelligent. Maybe you want to send out scholars. I'm from under the ocean. Like, maybe you don't want to be in this forest. Maybe you'll have a kid who does want to not be here one day, and it should be safe for them to go lead an intelligent life with other sapient and sentient species.
All right, well, that's helping Cass. So, Cass, go ahead. Roll the advantage.
Well, Ula, that's beautiful.
Okay, the better roll was a 17, so 16.
Oh, no!
Remember when I said I'm the worst person to be rolling this?
Can I have preemptively used that speech to cast guy?
Nope.
No, I know. Obviously. That sucks. I mean, 16 is not bad.
Mirza considers this for a second. You hear a voice behind you say, "These are tricks. They just want your stone. Don't listen to them."
Can I say one other thing? And this might sound like a threat, but it's really not. There are so many warmbloods. There are so many. And the more that people die here, the more that people go missing here, the more people will wonder what's here, which means more warmbloods are going to come in here and try to figure it out. And eventually the word's going to get out and people are going to come here with, there will be some people who are curious and there will be some people who are trying to force. So going off of force their way in and steal from you. So kind of adding to what Kes and Ula said, we're not all bad, but we're not all good. And you might want to think about, there's a lot of you compared to us, but there's a small amount of you compared to what's out there. And making some friends will definitely help you.
Biology question. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Roll a persuasion check, Rashid.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Hey, Ren, were you saying you wanted to help?
Well, I was gonna actually say basically the exact same thing about how, like, I was gonna offer to be like, we can, you know, be your, at least I can't speak for these people, but I think they would, if, you know, I think we all believe in this project, you know, and I think we can help, like, I don't know, liaison, facilitate. What you want, unless you're just using this as an excuse to kill people. Sorry, it's not helping.
Well, and also, like, we haven't discussed among ourselves yet, but it sounds like, based on a guess from what everyone is saying and our attitude that I feel from us, maybe we just chill about the stone. It's yours. No contest. That was my help action.
Okay, so Rashid, what'd you get on your persuasion?
I'm just flat persuasion.
Right, with advantage. Help action.
Okay. I only rolled one because I wasn't sure.
Okay. 13 is the higher one. If that failed, could a D10 help?
I roll a D10.
I keep helping other people when I do actually have a plus to persuasion.
I know. I just know. Don't. It's been so long, I'm just like not.
Oh, 19?
Hey, that's pretty good.
Good.
I rolled a 6. I thought it was a 9.
Oh. quick biology question, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Are lizard folks warm-blooded or cold-blooded?
Oh, because you're... Oh, yeah.
You might. Because we know there's lizard folk that live around here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Give me just 1 second to contemplate. That is a... Okay, by the way, that is an excellent question. Yeah. Have you already spent your inspiration this...
I have. On the one...
you may get your inspiration back. That is an excellent question.
Thank you.
And I am going to take half a tick to think about this.
Right.
So here's what I'm going to say. I kind of feel like every humanoid is warm-blooded.
Mm-hmm.
Just and lizard folks are humanoids. Mm-hmm. And so yeah, I'm going to say lizard folk are warm-blooded. But that was an excellent question.
But just based off vibes, though, they are closer.
They are a lot closer to these folks than anybody else. Yes.
Oh, but part of the issue is that we're lit up like Christmas trees at night. That's part of the issue.
Yeah, your sneaking in at night plan would not have gone
well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I completely forgot that we found out they had heat.
Yeah, I forgot about.
What about the druids, though? They can transform into creatures, right? That are. Could they transform into cold-blooded creatures and still
have they absolutely could, yes.
That's a good idea.
So what you're saying is one of us needed to roll a druid for this adventure.
But hindsight. We know druids that might be willing to mm-hmm. help.
Yeah.
If they're open to it. If both sides are open.
That's a really good idea.
Does somebody with good persuasion want to mention that?
Nerza considers what you've suggested to her.
And I'll just if it needs to be said, I will convey that we could go back and see if there's someone who was willing to be a cold-blooded envoy because there are druids that are able to shapeshift into different animals so that they wouldn't be so repulsive. Is kind of the vibe I got from you guys to you. So that's an option if you want it to.
Yeah. And we can take an ambassador of yours back to town. Our buddy Varak over here has certainly gotten plenty of experience working with warm bloods.
Mm-hmm. Get out of my brain, Matthew. That's
great. He's great with people. With warm bloods.
Yeah, we definitely love him a lot. She's mm-hmm. practically our sixth member of the team.
Yep. She follows us around at this point.
No.
He loves us, obviously. Come on.
He's like, no, I was the one that told Mirza that you were here. I have no friend of you.
Insight check.
roll it.
Are any of the how are the raptor court reacting to this?
They are. They are actually, you get the idea, less a court and more bodyguards. They are.
Oh, I see.
They have just been kind of tense, on guard, watching your each move, every movement.
9.
If any of them busts a chuckle, just let us know.
yeah, you see one of them gives a little bit of a kind of a little bit of a raptor smirk.
Oh, that's a question. Are you the only one who knows common, or are there others?
You may have noticed my voice is pleasing to your soft ears. I do not actually speak your language. I am using magic in order to communicate with you.
I have the same spell.
You all bring valid points.
Yeah, would you?
Your warm blood weakness is your desire for social bonds.
It is a weakness.
For sure a weakness.
Not always.
Frequently.
I was being completely sarcastic, just if that didn't make it.
I just remembered Ula's a turtle. Mm. Okay.
You renounce your claim to my scepter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you were feeling generous, it'd be nice to take like a sketch of it back, but yeah. 1,000 gold each would be nice, but
I don't think we have a good chance of taking it from you by force, so yeah.
It's not worth losing my life over when the option is on the table. Now, if you'd attacked outright, man, I'd be just... I'd be a pig in mud right now, but that's not what happened.
And hey, isn't the real reward the social bonds we made along the way? Warm blood joke.
Yep. For the five of us, yes. Amazing.
Yes. Yes.
Warm blood joke.
You are different than the other warm bloods that came. You do bring a certain amount of wisdom to you.
I am playing a very high wisdom character.
Yeah, I'm not at all, so thank you for the compliment.
Ooh, drop ship.
You may stay for an hour.
All right.
During which time I will prepare Varak to become an ambassador to the Cold Bloods. Or Warm Bloods.
Tess just looks over his shoulder, gives Varak a big thumb up.
Yeah.
No! 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 I mean, whatever you wish, Mirza!
We're going to win over by the end of this, guys.
You wish to sketch my scepter.
Mm?
She casts a quick spell, and an illusionary duplicate of the scepter appears out of it and floats over to you.
Okay.
You may do so. Varak, reveal yourself and approach. Varak, the invisibility drops and you see, yes, the same raptor with his bright red plumage that you all saw the last time you encountered him. He glares, squints his eyes as he walks past you.
I wave. Do a little wave.
Hey, buddy.
Hi.
He just
I don't
hisses.
Know if he can even understand me.
Yeah, now you can have your squizzes out in the open.
Just as high.
He walks up and kneels before Mirza. And he says, I am not well equipped for ambassador. I'm not but a patrol person, Mirza. Mirza says, you'll do fine. And she casts a spell, and suddenly you see him stiffen up, and like his arms get longer, and his BB like stretches out. And before your very eyes, he polymorphs in front of you into a lizard folk.
Oh!
Well, that's fun.
Is it like a true polymorph? Can I roll an arcana on that?
Yeah, anybody that wants to can roll an arcana on that.
Yeah.
13 balls.
I would, but I don't know spells.
19?
19 and bales get a 19 or higher?
I'm willing to use my inspiration on it.
Well, 19 is the DC, so...
Oh, okay. Thank you for not making me use my...
Told me that is a true polymorph spell she cast. And the reason she needs to wait an hour is it takes an hour to become permanent. Also, she just cast a 9th level spell.
Yep. I'm gonna whisper that. I'm like, guys, you're just casting a 9th level spell. Like,
I'm really glad we decided not to fuck anybody up because we'd have been fucked up.
Can I ask a question? And I will not be offended if you say no. And please don't be offended. I'm just seeing if you're open to it. Would you mind? I think I already know the answer to this. Would you mind if I identified that item?
Oh, that would be so helpful.
Cast Identify on the scepter?
That is so helpful. You don't have to touch it, right?
I think you have to touch it.
Do you? Hold it, I think.
Yeah, it says you touch an item.
Oh, wow.
Or an object. No.
She says, you may not touch the scepter.
Right. What if... That's stupid. I was going to ask, what if you allowed yourself to be tied up so that you like your hands are actually tied and then you touch it with one finger? I don't know.
Honestly, if you'd be open to it in any way, I'd be open to it, but it's up to you. So if you say no.
Yeah, we could use our opposable thumbs to tie your hands up and then take 10 steps back.
You could. The only thing that she would be willing to let you do is cast Detect Magic.
Oh, I think I have.
Makes sense.
But that just tells us magic, right?
That just tells it's magic.
I have him.
Spell school. Yeah.
I have a free use of it every day. I can do it. Is that all right? That's all right?
She says, as long as you do not approach or touch the scepter, I have no issue with you casting it.
All right. I just got to get in within 30 feet. I'll get within 30 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And then... take my eye patch off and detect the magic.
You get a near blinding amount of transmutation coming off of this artifact.
Ooh. Yeah.
Slam my thing back on. Say that.
No, they'd probably see that.
What's Cass thinking?
Do you share that with the group, by the way?
Yes.
What do you say?
Okay. When you, go ahead, Roisin.
You said a lot of transmutation.
A near blinding amount of transmutation, and you recognize that this is not just a magic item, this is an artifact, which is, an artifact there's like magical items, you know, there's common, uncommon, rare, legendary, and then skip a mile, and then there's artifacts above that. Artifacts predate any sort of... There's no one knows how to make an artifact today. They cannot be destroyed except under very extraordinary circumstances. And they are incredibly, some might say, sometimes reality warpingly powerful.
Right. It's a lot of transmutation. It's pretty powerful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Honestly, probably don't want to take it. You know, like now that we're on the other side, probably good that we don't have it.
Well, and now, of course, Caitlin has more questions.
Along those lines... Oh, sorry. Along those lines, this hasn't been causing, like, any ill effects, has it?
That's a good question.
Like, nobody's, like, getting ill and dying off, or...
She says it is only... It has only given us boons.
Okay.
Hmm.
So,
and would you need say to, like? That... Oh, sorry.
Negotiate any healers or anything like that. Cool.
Yeah. Would you guys say that? What would you say that your end goal is? Like, do you want to take over the world?
We just wish to live here, and be undisturbed by warm bloods. We wish to live our own lives in peace.
Insight?
Yeah, roll an insight.
Also, I'm totally going to tell you guys that stuff later, just so you know. Just don't want to say it out loud yet.
For sure.
18.
She doesn't seem to be lying. Or at least she's speaking with conviction. You don't detect any sense of her being dishonest.
Have you only used this on your fellow cold blood, like, more fine companion? Have you ever used it on, like,
Sir Greg?
More, I was going to say people like me.
Oh, what happens if she uses it on one of us? Oh, wow.
I know. I want to know.
She says this only will be used on our people. It has chosen us.
Fair.
Just Chris, curious. You said that there's like an illusory copy of the scepter that came and floated over close to us.
Mm-hmm.
Does it look like this is a rock that somebody stuck on a stick, or does this look like a complete crafted item?
Roll me an investigation, or I'd say investigation or arcana, your choice.
I have a slightly different question, but my investigation is dog shit. Can I use perception
to perceive
if it's actually a rock, or if there's any sort of machinery inside of it, or if it's some sort of technology?
Okay, yeah. I'd say, yeah, perception or arcana. That's fine for that.
I had to just spend my inspiration, but 22. Investigation, if that matters.
You think this rock has definitely been carved for the scepter. You think that this whole scepter is probably what landed here.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. It's not just a meteorite fell, it's the scepter itself fell from the sky.
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
I got an 18 to see if it's just pure magic or if it's technology of some sort.
You think about Arthur C. Clarke and his you know expression that any technology.
Are there gears or
no? There's no gears. There's
like,
no gears.
Physical level.
The rock is sort of glowing this sickly green color. But you can't see like the rock itself is almost crystalline in structure. You can almost see inside of it, but you don't see like any like gears or moving things like that.
Okay.
Is anyone else like suddenly concerned about what might have dropped that?
Yeah.
And from where?
I'm not concerned. I'm really curious. Somewhere.
Yeah, I wonder what could be up in the sky. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't know this, but a question for people who have lived on the land to think about, and this is out of character, is there any... Nobody's going to space, right? There's no space right here. I mean,
Warford's on the moon yet?
But we don't know that, like...
Nobody knows about that yet.
Character. Okay, yeah. I know that, but I was just wondering for me.
Yes, above the table, yes, the players do know that there are Warforged on the moon. And also an evil lich and a bunch of undead.
Yes. That's right. Melrock's up there, isn't he? That little fucker.
Melrock sounds a lot like Mirza.
And Veltrum.
Melrock sounds a lot like Felrock.
God damn it.
It's hit me a second, but that's good.
Yeah. Wow. I mean,
I'm sure that in this setting we've encountered Illithid and Githyanki, but I don't know if people are aware of like astral sea stuff going on or...
Oh, yeah, that's
definitely met a couple of Illithids.
Oh, yeah? We did. How we got into this mess. Yeah.
So, are Githyanki and stuff, are they terrestrial, or is there an astral plane that people are aware of that they come from?
Well, players, you know that there's the astral sea.
Yeah, but in character, though.
That's not common knowledge. You can roll an arcana check.
Okay.
I don't even have, I deserve to throw on that. What would I know about that?
No. Yeah.
It's a 5.
Hey, Ren, roll with advantage.
Hell yeah.
And roll just knowledge plus proficiency.
Hey, Ren's an alien.
Intelligence plus proficiency.
I've been rolling absolute shit. That 17 was because I rolled a 6.
So 17 total?
Yeah, the next one was lower.
Hey, Ren, you've heard about the astral sea. You read a pretty smutty book about some
cracks
having like an affair in the astral sea, and their love is literally timeless because there is no time in the astral sea.
Oh my god!
Not gonna lie.
In that real time, life. I got drunk and got abducted by a Githyanki.
Canon.
No.
It's a great series.
It's an excellent series. Oh, since, you know, you let us be here for a bit, can I dig up a copy of
a
smutty book?
What is this? What is this? Is this some sort of warm blood trick?
That was the book.
They kind the velociraptors kind of look at each other. A book?
Yes, it's a book. So there are different kinds of books, right? But this kind of book, it tells a story that people have just made from their minds.
Yes, we tell stories too with our mouths.
Yeah, but to remember it and tell it in a different way, people write it down. Some people can't.
There's actually some chuckling from the raptors. They're just like, form bloods have to write stuff down to remember it.
Well, some people can't speak their stories or hear it. So,
What does this book do?
You read it, and then you're entertained.
Or it passes knowledge that can't be, for one reason or another, communicated verbally.
I mean, we have an hour. Hey, Rin, do you want to like read the first chapter for them?
Yes, I would love to. Let me find one.
I sit Rain down.
For a treat.
And he held me with his big, strong arms and something about, you know, actually, maybe you should read this on your own later.
No, continue.
Okay, and then I will read the first chapter of hopefully people have other things that they're doing that as I'm hopefully.
I mean, you'll have to kill an hour, them. So.
Yeah, I'm going to make some snacks because it takes me an hour.
Ooh, can I ask permission to go down into the crater? Do I think I could go down in the crater and get out again or no?
Yeah. It's pretty easy to do.
Can I go down there?
I see no problem with that.
I ski slide down, and I just want to take a sample of the dirt at the very center where I think it probably landed. Sure. Just, like, dig down a little bit. Who knows?
By the end of the chapter, like, all of the raptors are wrapped in attention at you, Haven.
Raptors.
Yeah. And this one's a quick one, so it goes right into the smut. Sorry, I was actually...
Marissa says, you may leave it. We will examine it once you have left.
Okay.
Oh...
My eyes plan of barbarians is not opening. Otherwise, I was actually going to read something from it.
By the way, this whole time, poor Varak is just looking at his new lizard folk form and just like kind of crying.
So, is Varak stuck like that then forever?
Yes.
Brock.
I mean, you could just cast a spell again to undo it, right?
Mirza nods.
Yeah.
So it's temporarily forever.
And think of the service you're doing your people. It's like, this is going to be, you are on the front line of like some community building and, you know.
They don't like social bonds.
Well, of allowing safety for your people in reaching out and preventatively, politically doing that instead of just, it's think of it as like what you were doing before. It's just going to not make people angry.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically the same thing. You're still controlling, kind of.
Yeah.
But he's
just a different kind.
It's, bigger area of patrolling.
My beautiful claws, he says in common. They took my beautiful claws.
It sounds like you might get a bag
of claws. They're just not quite so big.
And what is this language I'm speaking? I don't understand.
I think you do understand.
Does he really not understand what he's saying?
No, he understands what he's saying. He just doesn't understand why he's saying it like that.
Okay.
Can he still speak primordial?
You ask him that?
In primordial, yeah.
Oh.
He's responds to primordial. Yeah, I think so. Oh, yeah, I think I can.
Awesome. That's good. You don't want to lose your language.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My liege. Are you going to turn him back eventually?
Once his What's his purpose? He can return to his true glorious form when he's back visiting from his ambassadorial duties.
So it's temporary.
Yeah, how long?
Typically,
there's like a set amount of time that people have to be ambassadors.
Yeah, like 2 years.
Yeah.
6 months. A week and a half.
We've only known each other for a very short time.
Mirza says, of course, I take it you all will introduce him to the appropriate people.
Uh-huh. Yes, of course.
Yeah.
You could explain what that ambassador does to him on the way.
Mm-hmm.
Since you all seem to be well-versed.
Yeah, I've read about it in a book.
Do you have a name for your domain? Oh, most kingdoms have like names.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I don't think that's it, Caitlin.
I don't think that's a good, yeah. not a good name.
Yeah.
She says, what use is a name? It is our land.
Yeah, so but if we want to communicate that to the neighboring kingdom of that I totally remember the name of.
Lokana?
Lokana, yes. Thank you. I know it wasn't Sutures. Wrong part of the world. The neighboring kingdom, they call their land Lokana. So I don't know if you want to have a
we are name. The land of the quick-growing vines.
There we go.
So how do you say that in your speech? Just like how
the land of the quick-growing vines.
One of you who speak primordial can translate that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I translate it.
You'll have to translate it back into the land of the growing vines anyway when you tell another person.
Probably. But, hey.
But it sounds, like it's a lot of it is about marketing. You just have to, make sure that it sounds cool, kind of intimidating, but not too threatening.
Warm-blooded are a vain and complicated lot. I do not understand you.
They really are.
Very true.
Mm-hmm.
Very true.
I mean, we are. We'll take.
Is Corwin Ashroot the one who told us about the Rangers?
That's the Archdruid at the Kasuba Temple.
Yeah. Is that right? That they're the ones who told us about the Rangers?
Yeah, they said that mm-hmm. they'd sent out Rangers that went missing.
Okay, cool. Sorry, I was just looking through my notes.
Who's drawing this thing?
That's a good question.
I would have attempted it, but without performance or any dexterity whatsoever, yeah. I probably handed it to...
I'll do it.
Yep. Yep.
Do you have guidance or anything?
I do have guidance.
Can I help to? I don't know. I don't know what
21
need to be proficient in, but I like to help.
21.
Okay, yeah, you have
a performance check.
You have a really good looking drawing of the scepter.
Awesome.
Well, we had some crayons. Could really make it good.
Cool.
So are we going to go and talk to Vigo on the way? Or are we going to go straight to the...
Vigo should probably know about his...
definitely talk
about
Vigo.
Yeah.
We got some Vigo styles to give him.
Yeah, I mean, plus if we can run across any rangers at all on the way in, I'm sure their news travels network is very slow. Since they're all out in the middle of nowhere all the time.
Do you have any other bodies or skulls of warm bloods and people you can take back? It might be a sign of
good trust.
Just to give them back. And then if they have any to return to you, or their ambassador can bring it back.
Or anything that looks cool that's totally worthless to you guys, but might impress some warm blood somewhere.
She's like, all we've got is this useless gold.
I mean, listen.
she says, We did have some other warm blood bodies, but they've been returned to the soil. She says we are using them to fertilize our gardens.
Maybe don't mention that. I don't know.
Yeah, don't say that.
I don't know. The druids might like that.
I think it's a good use of the resources. It's going to feel really callous.
The druids might like it, though.
Maybe.
Oh, druids, though. I bet they would. You're right. 100% you're right. Yeah.
Do you
have any trinkets or gold that we could, you know, take back with us?
What use would we have for such things?
I mean, we have a lot of use for those things, so if you don't need them, we'll take them.
Why would we have? We don't build them. We don't make them. We don't have them.
I thought you maybe just
isn't this guy wearing a crown, or she wearing a crown?
Yes.
What's it made out of?
It's actually made out of like feathers.
Nice. Oh.
I mean, yeah. If you've just got like a dump pile where you've put all the junk that you've taken off of these bodies. Just saying.
But you can't use this fertilizer.
You wish for the remains of the dead warmbloods.
Yeah.
She narrows her eyes. I suppose we can give you the things we can give you the things we have no use for.
Cool.
But they're potions and scrolls and what have you. Those are ours.
Yeah.
That's
fair.
Maybe, yeah, like anything that seems like a personal memento of somebody.
Something huge. Okay, making an assumption here. I imagine you guys probably don't have the ability or much knowledge in making potions and scrolls, huh?
She says, right? We've replicated the potions we've found.
Oh, you can make them. Gotcha. Never mind.
She says, but if we would be interested if there are other potions we don't have.
I mean, that's just one of the things that you could set up as trade, as setting yourself up as a nation willing to deal and, you know.
We do not wish to trade with the Warmblooders. We wish them to leave us in peace.
All right.
We are doing this solely to make it known that our wish is for Warmblooders to stay out of our territory.
But you want some of their knowledge and potions.
We'll take their potions, yes. But we do not wish to be trading allies. We wish to live in peace. We wish not for our people to not be corrupted by your Warmblood ways.
We are very corrupting, it's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I glance at the book.
Too late. I feel like they'll make their way. If this goes okay, they will.
Oh yeah, they're going to be clamoring for the next book in the series. So.
Yeah,
we live here in harmony with one another. Our scouts have seen what you Warmbloods do. You huddle in cramped, filthy cities. You murder each other. We wish not to be a part of your society.
You've probably seen the druids killing the poachers. That makes sense.
That does make sense.
Yeah. Or the red.
But really, complete harmony? Like, nobody here that you think is kind of a douchebag?
Yeah, nobody ever gets drunk and punches somebody in the face just cause.
And
introduce them to alcohol.
Oh, that's right. My bad. Nobody gets high on a flower and punches somebody in the face. I don't know.
We're going to ruin the civilization.
What is civilization?
Less than a year old, already marching towards ruin.
The Red Eye Cult. Those assholes go around killing all sorts of people.
Yeah, nobody likes them. They suck.
We have none of it here.
Well, that's the thing. The Red Eye Cult hides in the forest. Nobody can tell us where they are or how to take them out or anything like that. And I guess they keep saying that they crop back up. Like, the people in the town kill them after they've attacked, and then a couple years later they come back again. So I'm just saying, like, not all Warmbloods are like that.
Yeah, have you encountered any things that should be dead but are like walking around like they're still alive?
Oh.
Ah, yes, a few. The unalive.
That'd be the cult.
Yeah. Easy enough to dispatch. They came into our territory. They're fertilizer for our gardens.
Shared enemy.
Shared enemy. You
know? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We don't like them either.
Yep.
Make a note of this, Varrok. I guess.
Like, I feel a little bad for Varrok, even though I was pissed at him earlier.
I feel really bad for him.
Yeah. Just completely ripped out of his home and told to leave.
Forced to do something.
Maybe he wants a friendship bracelet.
Uh-oh.
Needs his own pair of cargo shorts.
Yeah. I side-eye. Would you...
He is also not wearing any clothing.
No.
We could sort that out later.
Aside from like the crown and scepter, like none of these raptors are wearing any either.
Which makes sense. They're raptors, but a lizard folk is not a raptor.
Yeah.
No, you can see his
lizard folk.
You can see his
external genitalia.
They do, and it's just flopping there in the wind.
I've got how big is leather.
He's like 5'10" and about 5.5 inches.
I was gonna say, Kess isn't wearing his cargo pants, as lovely as they are, and would be willing to offer them to Varrok.
I was like, what is this?
These are cargo shorts. Very useful. You put them on over your legs and then cinch them around the waist. And then they have pockets that you can store stuff in.
I show off mine.
Also, yeah. They protect your more sensitive anatomy parts.
He looks down. He's like, what's that? Oh, God. No.
It's nothing to be ashamed of.
You'll get used to it.
He puts on the cargo pants, like, and looking very uncomfortable the entire time.
Aww. Yeah. Kess will help, probably have to tear the tail hole open a little bit further for him.
I have a little cute little crop top too, probably on me.
I wish I was good at art so I could draw Varrok in his cargo shorts and crop top.
Is he just like a greenish or?
Yeah, like a yellowy green.
Yeah. And Kess is only 5'2", so the shorts are a little snug on him.
Yeah, and his big stuff.
He's just got tiny cargo shorts and the crop top.
Shorty shorts.
They just happen to be bright orange.
Yeah.
It's like his feathers.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Marza says the hour has passed. And so Marza says, Varrok, you are permanently in this form. The rest of you may leave now with Varrok. Make him ambassador to the Warmbloods.
Will do.
He can like come back in a year or two and switch out, right?
He can come back whenever he wants, as long as he has completed his mission of making sure no Warmbloods come in our territory.
Mm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a pretty long process. So.
And the dead ones don't count, right?
The dead ones?
Are the culty guys? They wouldn't count because we're not friends with
any Warmbloods that come into our land will be asked to leave, and if they do not, they will be killed. That is the message that Varrok needs to extend to Warmbloods.
Message heard, and we will pass it along.
If a group of Warmbloods comes and they will not leave, well then, I will rain meteors upon them.
Fun.
I fully believe. I believe that.
Not great.
But how? Okay, so you said that the bounds are, just so that we're clear, are where the vines are
thick. The vines grow thick.
Okay.
I think that's beefier than Varric actually is.
Probably, yeah.
Sorry. And just to be sure, how many of your people live around here?
Our numbers are a closely guarded secret. How many did you see?
A couple hundred? Just a few hundred?
Like 10,000?
A couple hundred, 10,000. Yes. 2,000 is what you saw.
Yes.
So are you lying and saying a couple hundred, Ula?
Yeah.
Roll a deception check.
I said it with conviction. They can't read my face. They're lizards. They don't understand human anatomy, and especially they don't understand turtle anatomy, because that's what I am.
They actually probably understand you better than the rest.
Better, yeah.
You're light, but 13. The light is blocking.
Wouldn't that
all
mean
your
that
facial
I understood
features?
Them better, though? Wouldn't that get? Mean that my insight checks meant more?
What'd you get?
13.
Well, they appropriately enough, considering what you just said, rolled a nat 1. So.
Good. Cup hundred, hundred, cup hundred. Sorry, I interrupted you, Shay.
No, you. It was Joe.
So you said a couple. You said a couple hundred. You said a couple 10,000.
Yeah.
And she just says yes.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, how long did it take us to go? I don't know if we're going to be able to clear the end of the thing by the time we need to rest and
we
sleep.
Will not attack you as long as you continue to leave.
Okay.
All right.
Varrock will let me know if you deviate or Trixie.
I don't know. He's been calling us Trixie, but obviously that's been proven wrong. And I think he might, no offense, Varrock, but he might be saying some shit just so that he can get out of this situation.
Yeah, he's a bit of a drama queen, if I'm being honest. That's why we love him.
We stopped being sorry for Varrock for very quickly.
Varrock's like, I'm no queen. You all, look, my day was going so well until you all walked into here. Now look at me. Well, these pockets are kind of nice.
Yeah, don't spirit the dummy. You're fine.
Think about how many potions you can fit in them.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Can we grab the things before we go?
Thing? Oh, the things from the dead druids.
Mm. Personal effects.
All the stuff that you don't need.
Mirza just looks behind her for a second and says, they'll be here shortly.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
We appreciate your understanding and generosity.
I think this went really well.
Yeah.
You feel the earth shake. Slightly, okay. As a massive lightning-infused T-Rex-looking creature emerges into the clearing. It's got, it is laden with satchels and packs and things like that. It bends down, and one of the guards takes off one of the sacks and, like, tosses it at you. And then the thunder lizard gets back up and then heads back into the woods.
Has is he that been awakened?
Intelligent
doesn't
or
seem like
domesticated?
It.
Domesticated. You all don't even, with your passive animal handling, you can tell that creature has been domesticated, not and awakened.
Crazy.
Oh my gosh.
That's so cool.
Is the pack big enough for just one of us to carry? Or
No, it would take like three of you to carry.
Three of us or one Roisin?
You open it up and it's just filled. There's like swords and bows and arrows.
Oh.
It looks to be about 600 gold pieces worth of gold in there in various currencies. Trail rations, like chain mail. It looks to be like a partially destroyed piece of plate mail suit. Leather armor.
We could shrink the
some
bag.
Badly scorched wizard robes.
We can, we can sort through all of it when we get to the hut.
Mm.
right?
These items are of no use to us. You may take them.
All right.
Thank you.
Cool.
Thanks.
I guess let me know how you like the book.
Yeah. Maybe we'll send some more back.
Yeah, I've got a couple extra in my bag. Do you want just an extra book?
So I'm sure this one will suffice. Varrock can bring some back if we need him.
All right.
Okay. I guess we...
You cannot answer if this is too prying of a question, but is there a way for him to, like, communicate with you while he's gone?
We do not reveal our ways.
Okay, I was just curious.
Oh, for sure they've got sending, though. For sure.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way they don't have sending. Meteor shower?
And you'll know when it's us who come in, so you won't kill us.
You should never come back.
We're not coming back.
Mm. Oh, we're not coming back.
No. If you ever come back into our lands, we will smite you since you know our rules.
Oh, okay, understood.
Not invited.
Unless we're invited.
Unless
in the off chance that you are invited, yes.
You know, finish that book and then you can decide. All right. Bye. It's been fun.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks for working with us. That was very nice.
Well, let everyone know not to bother you.
Mm-hmm.
If that is the case, then your intrusion shall not be a complete waste.
Well, it's already not a complete waste because you've got that lovely book.
I worry that you're overselling this piece of dead paper.
Oh, we can. Hey, you know what? Not a waste because definitely you got rid of Rock. What's his name?
Varrock.
Is it Varrock?
Varrock. V-Y-R-A-K.
Oh, Varrock. I'm just like, Rock.
Mm-hmm. I'll put He's some Varrock. Names in the chat.
Rock the Rock Johnson. Also,
amazing. The
future president of the 51 United States, Rock.
We lightened up your friend's carrying capacity, too. So you can carry more shit now.
Okay. All right.
Let's head out.
All right.
We heading back towards town.
Do you think that lady will still pay us 1,000 gold each since we came all this way and did get some additional information?
Maybe not 1,000, but she seems nice enough.
Amanda's I have a feeling she will.
I was going to say, did she ask us for information or for bringing, like,
she wanted an us item to back? Bring it back.
Bring back whatever you found, yeah.
Yeah.
Ah. We're bringing back knowledge, which is what we found.
We can bring back at least a quarter.
Bring back a rock.
Now, my notes do say Una offers us 1,000 gold each to go look at something that fell from the sky into the Vista Marna.
I mean, I'm only concerned, is she going to kill us? If she's not, then, like, for not bringing it
Una,
back.
Una's, you definitely know from interacting with her that Una will not kill you. For this, okay. Like, based on everything from your interaction with
that
her,
okay.
Like, she went into slave port and, like, got rid of slavery and killed slavers. Like, she is a paladin.
She seems on the up and up.
I just don't want to, you know, I'm traumatized, so I just don't want
by paladins.
No, by people in Simport who ask me to do things.
It's a new day
for money.
In Simport.
Well, she's not from Simport, so. Yeah.
That's true.
She's just better
making
than
her own, though. I love it.
Yeah. She told you that she wanted you to go into the jungle, find whatever it is that landed there, and bring it back to her.
Bring back.
And she gave you a scroll of Enlarge Reduce.
Yeah. Yep. We got that scroll.
I learned it when I could.
Yeah.
All right. So Varrock's like, okay, let's go. He gets up and kind of takes some unsteady steps on these long, gangly legs straight. He kind of wants to hunch over and he has to keep straightening up because it's not comfortable.
Are there any good, like, long sticks around?
Oh, yeah. You find one pretty easily.
Rock, this is a pretty badass walking stick. Like, all troll hikers use them. Might help you get a little steady on your...
Did you say all cool hydras?
Hikers.
Hikers. Gotcha.
18.
Give it to me. He snatches.
I give it to him.
he walks a little easier with his walking stick. Chris Fairfield can relate to this right now.
Mm-hmm. You don't need him twisting an ankle and slowing us down a lot.
It's like, God, it's hard to walk on these new knees.
Wow. It's like they don't know what to do.
It's going to take me 3 months to get used to these new knees. All right. So, Rock's like, how can you see like this?
Oh.
The only way we ever have, so.
It's so dark.
Yeah,
it can be a little limiting. That's how you stumble into ambushes by people.
Yeah.
You know, this is a good opportunity for you to learn, since this isn't permanent, right? So you can learn, and hopefully it'll bring betterment to your people.
Yeah, you never wanted to go on an adventure?
A what?
An adventure? You never wanted to go on an adventure?
What is the point of an adventure? What is an adventure? What is the outcome?
You fun and stuff.
Just go to find new things.
Experiences and knowledge.
Knowledge. Yeah. You know, technically,
you meet some cool people.
Finding that scepter was an adventure. You know, it might have been a small one, but...
Getting, you know, magic by it, also an adventure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I like this.
Mm-mm. That's valid. That's
I like, so I like patrolling. Like, I like patrolling the land of the growing vines.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm sorry that you were forced to do this, Barak.
Are there any of your friends who, like, get really excited about new things?
Friends?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like connection, remember?
Yeah. Tell me, literally, did that... Oh.
Yeah. Gonna come right up against that. Yeah, so people... Do you have people that you like hanging out with?
Do you like...
I had a mate once.
Oh.
Okay. Did you like them?
Well, yes.
Aw.
But another one of my kin was better, and she chose him instead.
That's a bummer.
So do you not like him?
No, he's better.
Oh. You know what?
That's big of you.
Yeah, that's very.
No, he is big. Yeah, he is bigger, stronger.
And now you're bigger than
emotionally.
Yeah, I don't know.
In terms of emotional knowledge, emotional intelligence.
Yeah, now that your world's opened up a little bit, there might be other things to be good at that will bring advantages to you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll get even better mates.
In the warm blood world, there's no just like better. Everything is, you know,
nuanced.
Up to the individual. So you might find a mate or somebody who thinks that you're better than your kin or whoever.
Not looking like against. This. Come on.
You never know. You would be very surprised, Barak. I think. You know what? I think I take out the seized magic carpet from the bag. And
the
I
what?
Lay it down on the ground. We have an old magic carpet that we killed.
Oh, the one that almost killed me.
The rug of smothering.
I'll take it out. I'll lay it down. Come sit, Barak. Come sit.
Are we taking a stopping. Long rest?
Oh, okay. What's this about?
I can show you the world.
I'll I'll grab the corners of the rug.
I was waiting for that to happen, and then you did it. I was like, surely not. Surely not.
Okay.
You waited all day for this.
So are we each taking a corner?
This is my ritual.
My strength is negative two. So no, I'm not taking a corner.
This is your ritual casting of what?
Of the hut. I'm just going to sing a whole new world to Barak while the magic swirls around us and creates the dome around all of us.
That's amazing. Night.
Huh. So you're going to take me wonder by wonder over sideways and under on a magic carpet ride.
Yes.
But the carpet doesn't move.
It used to, and it can again.
You just have to believe.
Or with some
it's
magic.
It's not going to move.
He cast flight on the carpet.
Oh my god.
He can't, though, because it's only a willing creature, because I looked it up.
Oh.
If he had animate objects, that would work, because if it doesn't have legs, it gains a fly speed.
Oh, well, in that case, he does not cast fly on the carpet. Inspiration to Amanda for effective rules lawyer.
I only know Rosario did it because I couldn't do it myself. And I wasn't going to let you do it.
Thank you, Roshi, for creating ambience.
He says, so what? So you just sleep in this hut?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not always. Where do you usually sleep?
Oh, well, I always like digging in to a nice little, some nice soft soil under a tree, letting the vines grow up around me, warm me up.
Ooh. Do you want to do that? You can leave the hut.
Might be a little hard with it for him without the neat claws.
Oh.
Aaron.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be able to with these mitts. That's fine. I need to learn to live like a warm blood, I guess. And so you just, lay here flat on the ground and sleep?
Yeah,
or sitting up, or however you think is comfortable.
And what are these, he says, poking at, the pillows that magically form?
The pillows.
I demonstrate.
Under your head. To provide comfort.
Some of us warm bloods do have better ways of sleeping, and I go in my shell.
I want that one. Why can't I have that?
Well, you should have asked.
You snooze, you lose. To make one of those.
So, are you also soft that you have to have soft things to sleep?
Yeah,
you don't
actually,
have to. It's just nicer. It's nice.
Different preference. You can sleep on the cold, hard ground.
Yeah.
Warm bloods are weird.
We are. It's true.
Yeah, we're all different.
But we are all weird.
I don't know. I'm not weird at all. Speak for yourself.
Yeah.
Right. You haven't talked to yourself. I mean, your ancestors recently. I noticed.
Oh yeah, my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandpa.
I don't trust this lizard folk.
Couldn't you just say great to the 75th power, grandpa?
It's not 75.
I don't know, whatever the number is.
Yeah, how? Is it really that many that you said? How many greats?
It's, I totally would know, but it's somewhere in my... My handy dandy notebook. I have too many options. I am curious.
Great times 10.
Times 10. There we go. Thanks, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder where that is in my notes. We'll find it later.
So, I guess I will just close my eyes and make myself vulnerable to you and sleep.
Right back at you, pal.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it works.
Wait until you find out about sleepovers.
Sleep what? I mean,
that's kind of what this is.
Sleepovers.
Oh, yeah, this is a sleepover.
True. We've just been having continuous sleepovers.
It's true.
What is a D&D group aside from a few group of people who have continuous sleepovers
everywhere? That's true.
Instead of like putting watches every night, it should just be a montage of like doing each other's hair and like telling each other secrets and
yeah. painting each other's nails.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it being like 2 a.m. and you being like, "Hey, you still awake?
You up?" Every night. Every
you night. Up.
All right. So Varrock closes his eyes and seems to drift off asleep.
Kes wants to take a watch with Hirin tonight.
Okay.
Okay. And then should Roisin then tell me then Ula for the watch order after that?
Yeah.
Sure.
Since right. I'm last, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
All right. Hey, Rin and Kes.
I also need to go to the bathroom.
All right.
I did not take the first break.
Oh, well, let's just take a few minutes.
Yeah.
All right. So, hey, Rin and Kes, you're up on the first watch. Go ahead and roll me some perception checks.
Okay. 6. But
what about you, Hirin?
Can't hear you.
Can't hear you.
Can you hear us?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I think sometimes when I put it down, it just doesn't work. 19.
Okay.
Cool.
It is a quiet shift. Once again, vines have started growing up the side of the capsule. Kes, was there anything? I know you wanted specifically a shift with Hayrin.
Yes. Kes was going to pull out. He has a, according to my notes, handful of raptor feathers that they gathered up after the fight with Varrock. And Kes is going to talk to Hirin. So you made these cool bracelets for us, right? Do you think we can maybe like string these together into like a necklace or something for Varrock? Just, I think it'd be nice for him to have some of his feathers back.
Yeah, I think I can try.
Or if you can show me, like, I can help and we can work on it.
Yeah. I think the friendship bracelets I bought because they were obsidian, though, right?
Oh, yes, yeah.
But I can definitely try to craft something.
I'd say it's definitely in your wheelhouse. You've made a friendship bracelet or necklace or two in your day.
Oh, yeah.
It's you or Tomi.
Okay, so you all... In fact, you could even have that done. Like you could do it on your watch, basically.
Do it. That's really nice of you. I just feel so bad. Sorry, I think I'm allergic to these vines.
Well, that can be problematic. You're not getting a rash, are you?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But yeah, I just feel really bad for him, because he like didn't ask for this, and I know we say like, oh, he's doing it for his people, but you know, shouldn't have to.
Yeah, I didn't know that Mirza was gonna like polymorph him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really fucked up, right?
Yeah, it kind of is. But you know, maybe this will, in the long term, be a good thing. You know, help them understand us a bit better.
True. Maybe he'll really thrive in the warm blood world.
True. He might not want to go back.
Okay. We're alive. That's cool.
Yeah, being alive is awesome.
How the fuck are we going to do this? Did we just say... I mean, okay, never mind.
I think we just tell the captain or admiral, I've already forgotten. No, I think we just tell the pirate queen, you know, everything that happened, explain the situation. Maybe we get paid, maybe we don't. I don't know.
But are we actually trying to? I mean, are you trying to get these people ambassadors and connected with the Warmbloods?
I mean, we said we would, but I don't think it's our responsibility to, like, completely supervise. You know, I have other things I need to be doing. I had plans before we got waylaid on this whole crazy adventure that I need to get back to.
What plans?
A favor for a friend.
So vague. Are you still hiding things from us?
Always.
Okay. Well, if you ever want to share, you know.
Part of being a thief, you can't be completely honest with everybody.
That's fair. But I'm here as your social bond. You need ever to just
unburden myself?
Yeah.
And hey, Heron, you are a fellow criminal.
Yeah.
Technically, you're crime family royalty.
Yeah, exactly. Do we make a beautiful necklace?
Yes. I say, I think you do.
It's two very dexterous people.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What about you, once we're done with all this? Going to keep tracking down your dad, or what's on the horizon for Hyren?
I didn't really think about it. I think I just thought so long about leaving and never thought about where I would actually go. And now, you know, we haven't really accomplished, but we kind of wrapped up what we set out to do. That's a good question I should really think about.
Well, you still got time.
So, your shift comes to an end, and Roisin, you are awake. Roll me a perception check. It is a quiet shift. Nothing happens. The vines continue to grow up the side of the hut. Your great times 10 grandfather says, it's a good thing you didn't go after that dinosaur queen, whatever she is.
Yeah, why?
True polymorph is a spell that even I had a hard time mastering.
Really? But you're, like, really powerful. You were really powerful.
Yes. Yes, but she was operating in the upper echelons.
Do you know, like, had you ever seen anything like that scepter before?
No, but I'd stake my unlife on the fact that it is an artifact of some sort.
Right. Do you think it's dangerous that
there has she never has been an it? Artifact created that hasn't been dangerous?
Right.
Yeah.
The safest thing to do would be to destroy it.
I don't think that's going to happen.
But, yes, we'll have to come back to it when we've got you leveled up in power.
Yeah, we will. I just hope they chill out a little bit, but that also that nobody provokes them too much, you know, yeah.
It is strange. They don't seem to desire more. They seem to be content with what they have.
Yeah. I can't remember who said it, but they were talking about, like, maybe their kids one day would, you know, want to leave and all that stuff. And that's a good point. It's like my story. I didn't say that, though, because I didn't want them to be like, see, there's people out there who exist without ambassadors, and they're fine.
A strategic omission.
You know, it doesn't seem like it all the time, but I am a smart cookie.
Of course you are. And we're going to hone that intelligence. Now, drills while we're waiting. Drills. All right. Puts up Tomy.
Got a roll.
Mm-hmm.
Natural one.
Oh, no.
So what is it that has you so distracted as you take your watch?
I'm reading the second book in my Smut series.
Yeah, you like look around, you read a couple sentences, you read a few more sentences, you read a few more pages, and you're like, oh yeah, right, you look around. Sir Greg is asleep next to you, just like he's kind of like half on your lap, like asleep.
I give him some little sleepy stretches while I read.
You hear Varak say, what is the purpose of that? And he points at Sir Greg.
He's a friend.
Does he talk to you?
Yeah. Yeah. Magically. Kind of like how...
Has he been awakened? Is there another awakening stone?
Nope, he's not awakened. He's just a badger.
Did not think creatures like that could talk.
They can't. You have to use magic to talk with them. Kind of like how you use magic to understand other languages. You can use it to understand beasts as well.
Does he have anything useful to say?
Not often.
And yet you consider him a friend?
Yeah. He's my little buddy.
He just kind of shakes his head and he says, social bonds will be warm blood undoing. And then he lays back down and turns back over.
Very astute.
All right, Ula, your shift.
Okay. Boy, that sucks. Perception?
Mm-hmm.
That's a 16.
Okay. Yeah, aside from a couple woodland creatures that come by and dibble on the vines growing on the hut, you don't see anything on your shift. As the sun comes up, Varak, like, gets up and then, like, is just like, ah, my back. What? How do you live like this?
Did you go to sleep last night with no covers or blankets or anything?
I laid on the ground.
Yeah, that's how we live like this. We make things that make life more comfortable. Hey, you have thumbs now. You can do all sorts of things.
Miss my claws.
Thumbs are going to be pretty cool, though.
I fail to see the point of thumbs.
Just throw something at him. You could catch it.
He just looks at it as it flies by.
Missed an opportunity.
It's like I could catch things with my claws, too.
But not overhand.
I pull out a really nice, big, thick blanket and kind of just, I'm just going to be comfortable here while everybody wakes up. Just taunt him with my creature comfort for a second.
I'd say this is near the end of your watch, and he's just like,
no, I know.
He's just like, I don't understand. His ranting about this has woken the rest of you up. He says, your ways are foreign and alien to me. I do not understand them.
Well, sucks to be you, but they are your ways now, so FYI.
What is it this time?
Creature comforts, and his back hurts after sleeping on the cold, hard ground all night.
Oh, yeah, that'll happen.
Yep.
I'm beginning to think that Warmbloods were an evolutionary mistake.
Just wait until you start using those thumbs, buddy.
Yeah, if it weren't for that scepter, y'all be way further down on the food chain than us, even as is.
Didn't want to say it. So, before you were awakened, do you remember anything?
It's a personal question.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can ask one back. I'll tell you
anything.
Interesting.
Okay. That's the way you want to play it. I missed my claws.
It's like watching a stuffed animal try to be nefarious. You know what I mean?
He says, yes, I do remember running around without a thought in my head, existing in the world. Until I was drugged before Mirza and awakened.
How did you feel about that?
That's a second question. I get to ask one back first.
Okay. Tell me he's trying to slide a bottle of whiskey out of her bag.
It's 8 in the morning.
This is how you do this type of thing. You can't ask personal questions without a little bit of whiskey.
The dome has dropped, but
yeah, you guys have started to walk through, back towards.
So say you give him one shot of whiskey, we got a drunk velociraptor who doesn't know how to use his knees on our hand.
Well, we're getting breakfast ready, so yeah.
He says, why did you agree to come and take something that wasn't yours?
Is he asking that specifically to Heron. Tomi or to Heron?
Oh. I asked the first question, right? Mm-hmm. A really thoughtful question. Well, I agreed because, even though it wasn't mine, I didn't know or assume or think that it would belong to anyone since it just fell from the sky. A natural thing out there, and because I didn't really have any other, there are always other choices, but I didn't have any better options besides to be dragged home and forced to do something I didn't want to do.
Couldn't you just go out into the woods and live there?
Oh, second question.
Ah.
Thanks, Tomi. Look at you.
I just, I'm not partaking in the question game yet. I'm uninterested. But it did occur to me that, and I don't know why it just occurred to me now. So that thing fell from the sky. It's a big, big, important thing that seems pretty powerful. Who the fuck is going to come looking for these raptors who took that person's thing? Because there ain't no way in hell nobody made that. There ain't no way anywhere that wasn't made by and owned by someone dramatically more powerful than all of us and a bunch of raptors.
You know what? I think I'm kind of happy we don't have it right now.
Me too. Like, yeah. Like, I don't know that I want that smoke.
Feeling a lot better about failing in our mission.
These things are ancient. They get lost. So
in the sky now?
Yeah.
Had Roisin told us about it and the artifact by now?
Yeah, I would have told you guys as soon as we weren't around.
Right, okay. Thank you.
Maybe, yeah, maybe after What's-His-Face has gone to sleep, but, I mean, who knows if he was listening.
Maybe somebody had a bag of holding accident. It got blown into the astral sea and just landed here.
Does the astral sea connect to our outer space?
It has little connections everywhere, or all over the place into the material plane.
Do you think there are more? Do you think we...
Probably not.
Things like this or connections?
Things like this.
You know? I mean, who knows? Things like this are, like, vanishingly rare, right?
Yeah. It'd be weird if you came across one at all in your life.
Yeah, in your whole entire life. I'm actually really happy we don't have that right now. Genuinely. I agree with Tommy. Glad we don't have that right now.
Yeah, my ancestor said that a monarch was even stronger than he was, and he was pretty fucking strong, so... I would have been. I'm glad we were caught.
Mm-hmm. And we made it out with no bloodshed. I mean, honestly, go us.
Yeah.
Was it like playing D&D in your 40s? Negotiating for your own release.
But could you imagine if you had that much power and...
Just say imagine.
I'm I know. Like, what's the end of that sentence? I don't know.
Where's breakfast?
Here, and I give her some pancakes.
Ooh, pancakes. Brock, what do you think of pancakes?
Sniffs it. What is this?
You should taste it.
It's batter that was heated up, and now it's almost a pastry. But not
it's
quite.
One of the many things that thumbs can allow you to do.
He touches it, he's like, ow, it's hot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, food is delicious. Hot.
You eat your food hot?
Yeah,
it's so good.
Is that why you have warm blood?
No.
Not why. Mm.
Do you not eat your food hot?
No.
We eat some of our...
Figured it'd be fresh from the... Anyway,
we eat food of all temperature. Yeah, we got options, baby.
He sniffs it tentatively.
If you prefer, we can kill something for you.
He picks it up and takes a bite of it. And he picks up the rest of it and shoves it in his mouth.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
we're not
good.
Okay.
Hey,
it was good taste. Yeah, the whiskey next. The good taste.
Oh, you don't
lasts
have
a
craw anymore, so you're going to want to chew.
Oh, yeah, chew.
Oh.
This is really good.
Yeah, right?
Thanks.
Roisin, what were you saying about?
Oh, I was just going to say the taste lasts a little longer if you don't just swallow it all of a sudden. So you can practice your different techniques of how you want to chew it and see which one you like the best.
Yeah, you can savor it, or you can just inhale it.
Yeah. It depends on the mood. It depends on the food, you know? There's lots of options.
If we encounter, just, you know, logistics-wise, if we encounter trouble out here, what can you do? Do you still have all of your spells and powers and things from before?
He nods.
You are true body morphed. Okay, cool.
Cool. What kind of things can you do besides what we saw?
He narrows his eyes. He says, why do you want to know?
It could be helpful. I'm curious. I also use magic, so I was wondering if, like, and then in the mornings, I have to prepare mine, so it might be better, which we sometimes talk about, if we don't double up on the same things, if it wouldn't be helpful for our survival.
He says, wait, are you asking me what I'm good at?
Yes.
That is a question. All right, I am specialized in illusions.
Oh, that makes sense.
Makes sense, yeah.
Makes sense, yeah.
What are you specialized in?
Is that an overall question or just
yes.
me again?
Oh. Yes, you. You're the one that asked the question. Wait. I could ask you. You all would have to answer. These are the new rules.
Brock, mm-hmm. It's called a conversation. We could just chat.
Yeah, there's no rules to conversing.
I like to swim.
Seems no, like I'm a sorry, seems like a warm blood trick, but I'll try.
Try.
Hey, Ren, do you want to answer the question?
Oh, I like blasting things and doing tricks, not the kind of tricks you're thinking of, and stabbing things.
Mm.
I also really like crafts and reading smut and sharing that. Yes.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So you all continue along. And as it gets near the end of the day, you actually reach the edge of the growing vine zone.
Okay.
Ah. Maybe if you recall, you were only in there for
2 days. We weren't in there long. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One more step and we'll be the farthest away from home he's ever been.
Yeah. Which, as we're leaving, are the vines like expanding outward?
Roll me a survival check.
Ooh, good question. Mm-hmm. Wait, can I? Even though I don't have proficiency, can I? Can
oh, you've my got ability.
Can I help, Kess?
Yeah, I'll let you. I'll say no roll required, Roshane, with that special ability that you have.
Awesome.
You can tell that the vines have not expanded at all. They are growing in this area, but it reaches a certain point, and they just don't seem to grow past that.
Well, that's good.
Very interesting. That's got to be part of the scepter, right?
Yeah.
Oh, because transmutation?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And you said it had some, what'd you say? Like, yeah. I can't think of the word, but like...
Yeah,
like power level, like artifact, like
no, it was something else, but it's fine. Transmutation. I won't remember. Yeah.
Yeah. Was there anything else other than transmutation?
No, it was just an absurdly powerful transmutation artifact.
Mm.
A reality warping. Is that what you were?
Yes. Thank you. I think I was trying to think of warping.
Yeah, that's reality warping.
I see it.
We weren't catching it, but you were accurate.
Yeah, I wasn't catching it either.
your arms were expressing what your mouth couldn't. All right, so you all make camp for another evening.
Are we still on the edge of this?
I'll say you make camp just after the edge of it.
Just after. I was wondering, do we know? So they said that, you know, the vines came after the scepter. Do we know if the vines and the vegetation around here themselves are magical?
Yes, you do know that they are magically growing. It is also transmutation magic that is growing these vines.
That's growing the actual vines. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, you all make camp for another evening. It's a quiet watch. I don't think we need to go through watch orders. Do you at some point present your necklace to Varrock? Or
As we're making camp. Oh yeah, Varrock. Almost forgot. Hey, Ren and I made this for you last night. I'll pull it out. You picked up some of your feathers after we had our little introductory scuffle.
Our meat's might... cute.
Meat cute, sure. Thought you might like to have him back.
He picks it up and looks at it. He says, "What is the function of this?"
Just ornamentation, basically. You wear it around your neck, and thought you might like to have some of your feathers back.
Could we have woven it with some of the vines? Like, if they would stay.
He says, my feathers remind me of my old form. My good form. He says, and these are the vines of home. He says, why is it blurry? I cannot see.
Oh, is he crying?
His eyes have welled up. I do not... warm bloods are so weak. He puts it on.
Good call, Kes. So thoughtful.
Awesome.
All right. It is shortly after midnight, the 26th of Sylvian, when I'd say it'd probably be Roisin, you hear something picked up on the wind. It is the sound of chanting.
Oh.
Of words that are spoken in languages that ought not be spoken out loud.
Those red eyes.
I silently wake everybody up.
In 5 more minutes.
Or my weapon does. I don't know if that...
Oh, yeah, we can't be surprised. That's awesome.
Well, it's like it does a thing when we're asleep.
Well, you're not being attacked right now, so you're
okay. Okay. Yeah, I'll silently wake the people up. I won't wake Virok up yet, or Virok up yet, just in case he makes a loud noise.
I think that's fair.
All right, so you wake him up. What do you tell him?
I'm hearing some weird chanting. I think it's the red eyes.
Okay.
Do we want to attack them?
Yeah, I mean, we should do something about them, for sure.
If we look out of the dome, do we see anything?
You see a little bit to the northeast, you see there is just a flicker of firelight in the distance.
Mm.
Northeast is back the way we came, isn't it?
Northeast is back towards Jungle's Edge.
Oh, okay. Mm.
That's where we're going.
Yeah.
Can we understand any of the words, any of us?
Do any of you speak Infernal?
Nope.
No.
I used to once.
No, nope. But if you give me 10 minutes, I can.
Comprehend some languages?
Yeah.
See what they're chanting about? If they're saying something?
I mean, I
do want to wait 10 minutes?
I can do tongues right now. It's third level spell and I have it prepared.
If we're fighting them, do you want to use your energy for that?
It's fine.
Like I say, is understanding the ancient ritual that whatever is presumably being necessary for your plans?
If they're summoning something big and scary, we'd want to know before we go there.
Yeah, I don't know that we want to wait 10 minutes though.
Yeah, I don't think
10 minutes. Summoning something.
No, that was just an option. We totally can go right now. Plus, we have something big and scary. Okay. So I'm just kidding. Barack, he's like so powerful.
Yeah. Can we wake him up gently?
If we're not worried about it, then I won't cast it. But it only takes one action. It doesn't take 10 minutes.
Yeah, no.
Maybe you should save your third level spell slot. Okay. So Barack, you wake Barack up.
Yep.
Yeah. What, trying to be quiet.
He's like, what?
Give him a shake and a shh. Shh, shh.
What?
We're sneaking.
We're sneaking. Okay.
You hear that?
Is this a warm blood thing? Oh.
Those are the bad warm blood.
I'm familiar with those sounds.
I pull my weapon up.
We're gonna go have a look.
Let's have an adventure. Wait. Does he need weapons?
Oh,
he has magic.
Okay. Oh yeah, duh.
My brain is a weapon.
My brain is a weapon.
I am the weapon.
All right. So you all creep through the woods. Roll me stealth checks, everybody.
We're all leaving. We're all leaving.
This dice only rolls sixes and nines.
Nice.
69.
19.
30, 20.
I'm going to use my inspiration to get only a slightly better roll. All
right, we're got a 22.
Nice.
8. Okay. Which is better than 6.
All right.
It is.
Y'all creep over. You make your way through the woods, through the jungle, and you find a small copse. Inside, you see there are seven cultists surrounding what looks to be some sort of altar that's been placed here in the jungle. They're all dressed in black. There is a red eye emblazoned on the front of their cult outfits. And as you actually also see on their foreheads, each of them have a red eye that is open and looking around as they cast these spells.
Ew, like
actually looking around?
Yeah.
I thought they meant like a tattoo.
And as they are casting the spell, you see one of the velociraptors has been strapped to this altar. There's a knife plunged into it. And they do appear to be summoning something.
So the raptor is dead?
The raptor appears to be dead, yes.
Should I fireball?
How does Varak react to seeing that?
Varak's like, we have to go kill them now.
Yes, firebolt them. Yes.
Okay, I'm
good. Plan. Yes.
Toss a fireball at them.
And as you do that, the horns of a demon begin to protrude from the corpse of this velociraptor.
Oh my god.
And that is where we will pick up next time. In person. We'll have a nice, fun, around the table fight.
Oh yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Gotta kill some cultists.
Gotta figure out when we're doing that.
Yeah. All
with
right.
Our new lizard friend.
Good session, y'all. I wasn't sure how it was going to go, so I'm glad it went in a very fun way.
Instead of all us of all dying, yeah. I'm glad of that too.
Or some of you dying and a lot of you running, or I don't know. Like you, there's also ways where you could have actually snuck in and tried to steal the scepter. So there's some stuff there.
Yeah, it didn't seem likely though. I'm just gonna say a meteor shower would kill a lot.